And welcome back for a regular episode of the Black Watch Report. I'm your host, Thorn Rain, and with me, as always, my co-host, Mr. Kyle Wynn. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Lots of changes in my little office space, but we're back on track with regular episodes again. I mean, with a regular episode, we're very likely going to have a non-regular episode for the next two episodes, but... Mm-hmm. This is what happens when we're in this weird off time of nothing to actually report on besides, or no actual matches to report on, but as you'll find out once we get to the main discussion, we have just a couple of roster moves that affect the Tier 2 scene pretty significantly, so.
Yeah.
It's gonna be one of those days.
Oh, yeah. I've started working on my studio space in my basement. Coming along. It's going to take me a little bit longer. I'm hoping either next weekend or the following weekend I should be down there, but we'll see. Other than that, it's just been working and playing Hearthstone Battlegrounds, because good lord is that thing fun. it's a good time. But that's basically all I've got. No iTunes reviews, no new Twitch follows or subs. So we're going to take it right down into the news. This week's news is brought to you by none other than Mr. Shrug Off. Thank you, Shrug, for your patronage. If you want to be a sponsor for our Patreon or for our news, you can head over to patreon.com/blackwatchreports and sponsor the news. So Kyle, take us away here.
You should take this one, because there's only two bits of news, and I'll take the roster one.
That is right. So the Game House actually tweeted out by Goopy Noopy over on Twitter, has obtained a copy of the player handbook, which kind of lets us know what the seeding is going to look like and the schedule for 2020 for the lead-up tournament, where they're going to place the top four teams go into the actual contender, or top eight go into contenders, bottom eight go into trials. So the way this is going to work, the tournament formats, teams will be seeded by tournament administration as follows. The number one seed is going to be Atlanta Academy, followed by Team Envy with the number two. XL2 Academy had the number three, but we'll talk about that one a little bit later on, because they're actually pulling out here. So followed up in fourth is Third Impact. Fifth seed is Triumph, followed by Gladiators Legion at sixth, Second Wind at seventh, Phase 2 at eighth. Uprising Academy getting the ninth seed, with Sky Foxes coming in with the 10th seed. Montreal Rebellion getting the 11th, while Tea Party comes in at 12th. And then we've got Square One at 13th, Wave Check at 14, Bermuda at 15, with Revival rounding out the pack at the 16th seed. So that's the way that this prelim tournament is going to seed out. So we've got some dates. The tournament is going to start on January 11th, and it's going to run through January 26th. All these times are in PDT, so they'll all start at either 3 p.m. or 5:30, depending on the which round it is. But other than that, I'm trying to see. I'm just scrolling through real quick. We've got a map pool. Control, we're going to get Busan, Ilios, Lijiang, Tower, Nepal, and Oasis. Hybrid, we've got Eichenwald, Hollywood, and Kings Row. Are we missing anything on Hybrid?
That's all of Hollywood, them. Kings Row? No, there's a couple more. There's, I think, one or two more Hybrids. I couldn't tell you which one.
So then Assault, we've got Hanamura, Temple of Anubis, and Volskaya. And Escort, we'll get Junkertown, Rialto, and Route 66. But other than that...
Numbani is the other hybrid that we're missing.
Oh, yep, Numbani. So let's see. Anything else major in here? They've got a map order. I'm not going to read through that because it changes day to day. But the prizing... What's that?
Yeah. I was going to say, it seems like we're kind of sticking to the first to three standard, which is nice. It's the essentially best of five, but with ties being negated or not which counting is, towards anything. So which is I think nice. That's really cool.
And
no more stupid fourth maps.
And they're kind of keeping it in line with the new structure for Season 3 of the Overwatch League. So, basically, the prizing is just where you're going to seed out in contenders or trials. First place gets the first seed. Well, first through fourth seed gets their respective place in contenders week one bracket. While 5th and 6th get the 1st and 2nd seed in Trials, 7th and 8th get 3rd and 4th, 9th and 12th, 5th through 8th, and then 13th through 16th are relegated to the Open Division. So that's the interesting one. Any teams that hit 13 through 16 in this beginning tournament actually are going to have to play their way back through Contenders Trials. I wonder if we'll end up seeing any of these Academy teams have to go through Open. And then what'll happen?
Yeah, I think we'll hopefully be able to talk to someone here pretty soon who's got some strong opinions and is there's a lot of interesting discussion to be had on this. I think for right now, I'm kind of in the spot where I'm like, I kind of want to just like get all the information and kind of like process it first, because there's so much new and different things happening here. It's like hard to like what this specifically means for the scene. Like, is this good? Is this bad? Like, there's possible issues. But I kind of want to like let these simmer for a little bit and figure out like what the heck this means, because there's a lot of changes happening here. It's hard to know exactly if this is like better or worse for the scene.
Yeah, and we'll have to see, like, because we know that it's the bi-weekly tournaments.
Right. Like,
what the new prizing structure for the bi-weekly tournaments are going to be, how that's going to play out. So there's still a lot of information out there, and like Dan said last week, we should be getting some of that a little bit closer to the beginning of the year. We now have a start date, so we know that the rest of the information should be coming between now and January 11th. So we're like a month and a half between, somewhere in there we'll find out the rest of the information.
Cool. And then hopping down into the roster moves, the only roster moves that we are including in this section are the non-player ones, because we have all of the player ones. It would literally just be news for an hour, but we're going to format this differently. So this is Le Renegade. I believe it's French. It reads as French. Yep, and they're French. They have left the British Hurricane as an analyst. Doesn't say if they're moving up or if they're getting bumped, but either way, we'll see. Good luck to them in the future.
Yes, sir. So, going to take us right down into our main discussion here. Not playing the sponsor because I don't want to break anything. So, that's Kyle, funny. We've got these two lists.
Yes.
The first list is the list where we talked about the people that we thought were good call-ups. Second list is people that weren't on that original list that are either rumored or have been picked up off of contenders teams.
Right.
So
start us off. Basically on our main tank for English speaking / bilingual, we have two people that have been, one is confirmed, one is rumored. The confirmed one is that Beast Halo, formerly from Fusion University, has moved to Toronto Defiant as their main tank. Great. Which excited for that. Phenomenal. Super stoked. The other two on our list, Numlocked and Gig, are both not announced towards anywhere yet. And Gig specifically is in a bad spot because XL2, as of what, yesterday?
Yesterday
announced afternoon. Their complete dissolution of or dissolving of their roster. They've let the whole roster go. XL2 is joining the likes of Envy, or not Envy, NRG, Mayhem Academy, and
GGEA.
As the teams that were formerly an Academy team and is now just not. So it's looking real great for the scene. Yeah. On a positive note, Stand One, who's a tank that I thought has looked pretty good and consistent for quite a while, is rumored to now be going to the Shanghai Dragons, which is a bit of an interesting spot, but I guess we'll wait until that one's official to really kind of figure out how we're feeling about that one. But and then if you want to take the flex tanks, you can.
So flex tanks, we kind of knew going in with this first one here. Hawk getting the call up to Atlanta Reign. It was kind of to be expected. And then Bianca, currently rumored to be getting the call up to New York Excelsior. That's a Halo of Thoughts rumor. Yeah. And so far, he's batting like a perfect thousand, I think. Like, everything he has said has come true.
He's got the spreadsheet, man. He's got the Michael spreadsheet.
He has to. So the other ones that we thought were going to be good pickups, but haven't yet, not saying that they're not going to, Gagora from Talon, Hafakul from Envy, and Buds, you know, either on flex tank or DPS, getting the call up. Again, coming off of XL2, team being dissolved. A lot of these guys are kind of in a rough spot right now for that.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, I think Gagora is a bit of a far shout just because Talon has not been playing in a huge region for super duper long, so it's kind of hard to say exactly how good the performance was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like the Buds and Half a Cool ones are also a little bit unfortunate. But this next one is a bit weird, is that KSP has not been announced anywhere. I haven't even heard a rumor, but he just felt to me like a obvious pick. But what we did have is Sharp, who's rumored to be going to Atlanta Reign here, which is a bit of an interesting one. I had thought that they would pull him up directly to Dallas Fuel after dropping one of their, what, 9 hit scan players they have, because Sharp has looked way more consistent. But him going to the Reign is interesting because there's some other Atlanta Reign pickups rumored as well, which would leave Atlanta at a... like 4 to 5 DPS line, which is DPS. Massive. Awesome. So, as well, Bashful, unfortunately, being overlooked, but that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a weird one. I feel like this one's going to fall through because of the other things that just happened, like right today, a minute ago. That is projectile DPS with Who Are You?
Mm-hmm.
He's on Fusion, on Loan to Sky Foxes. He's rumored to be going to Dallas. I don't remember where that was from, but I think that was not quite a solid rumor. So it makes sense that it would fall apart, because I guess we'll talk about it farther down. As well, Water and Jaru, nothing yet. Some people are thinking Water is going... I think they might be saying Spitfire. I don't know, but I think those are mostly like really tinfoil hat.
Mm. So for the flex support, the whole reason we named the episode what we named it, Brimzo still hasn't been picked up. What is going on? Like, it blows my mind.
Not picked up.
No rumors.
But confirmed by him.
Yep.
That he is not joining, which sucks.
Confirmed, which is absolutely been it. Now, granted, teams have until June 15th to sign players, so as of this moment, it's confirmed that he hasn't been picked up. Haku off of XL2, again, there's no team, haven't even heard a rumor. And then Rolf, no rumors, no, his name isn't really being brought up in anything that I've been seeing. So we completely whiffed on the flex support. Even though we thought we had a surefire.
Did we whiff or did the Overwatch League teams whiff? I don't know. Who
knows? I'm going to go with the Overwatch League teams whiff, because
we are never
Brimzo,
wrong.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So
that's such an odd pick.
Yeah. Our main supports, again, we're a little bit off on the supports here. Fire off of Team Envy, still nothing. CQB from Talon. Nothing there. And then Luddy coming off of Gladiator's Legion. I don't know. Like, was no one in looking for supports anywhere? Like,
there weren't a lot of big, I mean, most of the supports we saw picked up, and we'll talk about this here in the next, the second section. There's been a couple, but not, most of them have been from Korea, and even specifically from teams that I were just not even on my radar because they were not huge. Onto the Korean speaking main tanks and off tanks, we have rumors that Mag of Runaway, who will be not even turning 18 until June 12th, so like 3 days away from that deadline, is being rumored to go to the Vancouver Titans. Alpha, nothing unfortunately for him yet, but it's still a little bit early in the signing world. And then for flex tanks, we have confirmed that Hanbin has joined the Paris Eternal, formerly Violent Mystic, as the flex tank, joining head coach and two DPS as well in Sparkle and Exe.
Yep.
Wooyoul and QOQ of Genji and Runaway, nothing yet, unfortunately. QOQ, I think a lot of the Runaway ones, there's the big rumor that Runaway is going to Florida.
And,
or at least whoever's left of Runaway is going to Florida.
And
QOQ is entirely too good to not pick up.
Yeah. It blows my mind. But let me pull up this tweet real quick, because Florida just tweeted something out earlier. They did a meme. It's nothing. What, did you get something official?
Literally just news just dropped, right, meow. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in the next section. It's the very first one of our next section.
Okay, so Florida Mayhem tweeted out a meme. It's rough out here for a social media manager right now, soon TM. And it's Florida Mayhem fans, what are you waiting for? Your 2020 contracts to be approved by the league so you can announce new players? Mayhem, me too, kid. So apparently they're just waiting on the approval to announce everything coming off of the league. So moves coming out of Florida soon, kind of to be expected to be Florida or
there's a
Runaway.
Lot. There is only one, or I guess two players of this, I think 7 or 8 player roster that is rumored to be, that is rumored to be going anywhere. So a team of the caliber of Runaway with as many great players as we saw, it really seems likely that these next couple of players are going to be moving up to Florida and turning it into a super team. Do you want to take the DPS and I'll finish out with the supports?
Yeah. So Hitscan DPS, we had Hisu from Runaway, Stalker from Gen G, and Doha from Element Mystic. Out of these three, again, rumors surrounding Runaway, so can't say anything there. But Doha announced just a little while ago, going to the Dallas Fuel. Big for the Dallas Fuel. Doha, super flexible. We got to see him, I believe it was on Busan, where he flexed over to the Doomfist while
Sparkle was playing the Pharah.
Yep.
Yeah. He's played the Reaper. He's played the Sombra, obviously. Yep. Sombra is probably next level, but we'll see if they need that or not.
Super flexible, which is cool.
Yeah, for a lot of great ones.
Dallas Fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So then the projectile DPS, we saw Sparkle going over to Paris Eternal, as mentioned earlier. And then we've got Glister from Gen G. He'll be 18 early January 2020. He's rumored to be going to London.
And that is like a pretty almost confirmed at this point rumor too. They literally tweeted a like gif of them playing Minecraft and crafting a glistering melon. So it's kind of on the nose at this point. It's like, yeah, we're all kind of in on this together. So that's almost as good as confirmed.
Yep. And then again, another Runaway player, Yaki. So what? Just waiting for Florida.
And then for the support lines, it's basically our four recommendations were the support line from Element Mystic and the support line from Runaway. And so far, we only have one even rumor, and that is that Lee Jae Gon not going with his teammates to Florida. He's instead rumored to go to Shanghai Dragons, which is an interesting one. but they did drop Koma, so there is that spot available.
Yep.
So it is interesting to see. But this next bit, so this is literally like as of 4 minutes ago, this first non-list rumored and confirmed contenders pickups, Atlanta Reign announced 4 minutes ago that they have picked up Edison, the hitscan DPS from GC Busan Wave, giving them probably one of the most flexible and like meta-proof DPS lines we will ever see in Erster and Edison. Edison has been able to play like every single hitscan to a pretty good level, and then apparently can also flex to some projectile. Erster, the exact opposite, just a projectile everything trick, and also can bring out the Widow and, you know, dunk on some enemies as well. So that's a pretty big one. Do you want to just alternate on teams here?
Yeah. So then we've got the Boston Uprising for rumors. Muffin, Swimmer.
It's just Muffin, yeah.
Both called up. Those were confirmed call-ups. And then was Jerry and Maibong both announced?
Announced and confirmed.
Both announced and confirmed. Mm-hmm. So Jerry coming over from Meta Athena and Maibong coming from O2 Blast. Boston is looking to be a really weird mashup. Like, they're going for the like the Shock mixed roster, but on the cheap side.
Like, yes.
They're not dropping coin on Sinatras and like supers. So
yeah,
it should be interesting to see what Boston does if they can make it out of like the bottom four.
It seems to be generally regarded that Myungbong was like an absolute steal for them because mm-hmm. he was one of the better players on O2 Blast. I know very little about Jerry. Meta Athena was just not a very well-performing team, but that doesn't necessarily mean there weren't well-performing players on that team with good potential. And then Muffin and Swimmer, I mean, I'm not quite as keen on the Muffin Man as a lot of the other people on Reddit are, but I think he's got potential and neat. And then Swimmer, same thing. I think he's a pretty good, he seems like a really dedicated and kind of an inspirational main support, which is what you need on a team. And he was also probably a 50k, 60k signing. So yep. Like every single one of these players, there's probably like $200,000 in these four names at most at this point. Like there's just not a lot of they're just not huge name roster, but like I don't think that's what they want. They don't want to have a big ball in roster.
Like, we thought that the Valiant roster was budget. Mm-hmm. I would like to know which one, Boston or Valiant, is going to come in cheaper.
Yeah. For next year. The lower salary. That'd be massive. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of teams that were just like, that look to be just really bare bones in it. And we'll talk a good couple more here in the future. But let's move on to one that's like, I don't know what they don't seem like they're bare bonesing it because they paid, or I guess they traded out for, OGE and gave away Decay, and then they picked up Space from the Valiant for probably a decent amount of money.
Couldn't have been cheap.
Like, Space is not cheap. No. He does not strike me. He's got both incredible skill and great marketability. So you're paying money for him. But then also they picked up Mirror from Uprising Academy, yep. Which this was a player that I said in the past, like, he strikes me as kind of this glue DPS, as like this backup support Blase-esque. I will enable you to do really, really well. But if you're not doing well, I can pick up the slack and kind of fill my role, whatever it need be, but I'm not going to be like the prodigal son star player. And I think Mirror strikes me as that as well, of just being able to be consistent. He has had great results on lots of different teams. But he's also not like an absolutely nuts player like Erster was, where we're like, okay, this guy's MVP material. Like, Erster or Mirror is like, I think he's going to surprise some people. I think he's mm-hmm. going to improve, and he's going to come out the gate looking really solid. But I don't think he's like Rookie of the Year material. Neither is Paintbrush, who's an interesting pickup. Kind of.
We haven't seen Paintbrush in a while, have we?
I mean, not anywhere on any high tournaments, because he's been playing on Revival, who are the last ranked team right now. But he looked marketably improved over the years. I mean, he was on the roster that beat Fusion Uni.
True.
We saw that Mayhem Academy roster do really, really well and improve. And specifically, like, from when we first saw him to towards the Mayhem Academy's peak, like, there was very noticeable improvement from him. So I think in this case, maybe he's a player you pick up not for what you saw in him, but what you see in him in the future, I guess.
So now, this one, I have the slightest clue. It's a rumor. We're talking about the Charge here. The only thing swirling around the Charge is Krong from O2 Blast. Off tank, don't know a whole lot about him. We haven't really heard a whole lot coming out of the Chinese teams. I think this is like, I mean, other than the Shanghai Dragons, we've heard a bunch of stuff coming out of them, but the new teams from season two, this is really the first that we've heard as rumors go.
Besides this, the only new player that we know of is Leave going to Chengdu Hunters, but we knew that
the middle months of, and months and yeah, months ago. Like before he was even eligible to be signed, they announced that he was being signed to the team.
Mm-hmm. So that was that. And then with the Shanghai Dragons, we already talked about the rumor of Li Jiegan going as the main support spot, filling in the spot of Koma. As well, we have Lip, who's rumored to be heading in as well. This is a DPS, hitscan DPS player from Blossom. Again, Blossom, not a very successful team, but that doesn't mean Lip is not a good player. But also, he's going to be on a roster behind DM and possibly Fleta. I mean, Fleta's more likely going to be playing the projectile DPS role, but if we're like entering a Widow meta, he's playing third violin here.
Yeah. So NYXL, I don't think we've heard anything other than the people that they've cut. And then
The Bianca rumor.
And the Bianca rumor. But this is the only other rumor that we've heard. Main support Mandu coming over from O2 Blast. Now, I know what I was told at the Grand Finals, that NYXL was out to build a super team.
Well,
I ain't seeing it yet. Either they're like, they have got all of their contracts on lock and like they're not releasing any information and nobody's rumoring anything, or this is just not working for New York Excelsior right now. So I think out of everybody so far in the offseason, I want to know what NYXL is doing, because they're super quiet. There's nothing really swirling around them, other than the fact that one of the agents for the league looked me in the face and said they're trying to build a super team, a Korean super team. Where are you at, NYXL? Yeah. Please, hit me up.
Where is Fury going? Did we get word on that? Where is he? Hold on. I swear I should know where he went.
Did Fury?
Philly. He went to Philly. That's what it was.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, was he the one who's going to go to Nixle? No. Because I think they were gunning for Fury, then Philly probably had more money or something like that. But I don't know. Like, this doesn't feel super team. But I guess now it's time to... Oh, this is probably alarm. I was writing. Philly Fusion. I was like wondering. I just like had Flex Support Academy call up. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, oh, that's alarm. This was the well, duh, like not surprising. I don't even think I announced. I didn't put him.
We didn't put him in the list. Yeah.
We just knew at this point. Like, there's no way it's not happening. So Alarm and Funny Astro are the two that got picked up. Funny Astro wasn't on our list because he was technically two-wayed with the Atlanta Reign. But
Yeah. I'm super excited to see this support line.
Banging support line, dude. Like, Philly, like, Nixle is trying to build a super team. Philly is well working on their way.
Yeah.
They are one Chungsik signing or DPS or Chungsik or, like, picking up Fissure away from having just, like, the most banging roster.
Please, it's, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm any, really any other main tank as a insurance policy for Sato is fine with me. I just want someone.
Yes.
Give me someone, please. Anyone.
Would agree 100%. London Spitfire. We know that they completely blew up.
Yeah. Did you see what I wrote there? Did you see my very clever wording? I wrote London Spit and then in parentheses Dumpster Fire. So
London's in the Dumpster Fire. Yeah. Because somebody on Twitter mentioned that no one from the 2018 championship 18. Team remains on the roster. This is a completely new roster.
Who is left at this point?
I don't think
Krillin, Bernard, and Fuse. So I'm sorry, I spoiled it.
Yeah, like so. Bernard and Fuse coming over from Fusion University. I'm super stoked to see Bernard get into the league.
That's a big one.
Fusion University signed Fuse while they were over in Korea. They didn't have the hottest run while they were in Korea. So I'm not 100% sure on Fuse. But this kind of leads me to believe that we're going to see Fusion University kind of possibly dumping their contenders roster. That's my theory.
I think so.
They've literally either called up or sold off, I think, the whole squad at this point, other than Who Are You, who has been on loan to other teams for basically, three seasons?
Yeah, technically, according to Liquipedia, they have under contract right now Chungsik, Nice, Snillo, Karkar, and Who Are You, but both Karkar and Who Are You are on loan to Skyfoxes. So,
I thought they had announced that Snillo was released, but, I mean, maybe not. Maybe something changed there.
No, I didn't get final word. He might have been contract expired or, like, up for option or something. I don't remember specifically, though. That's a bit of an interesting one. As well, we mentioned the two that already ended up going to Paris Eternal in Sparkle, who's our kind of like, where does Sparkle go? We know he goes in, but where? And then, where was it? Hanbin, the off-tank. We knew that both of those were happening. And then this third one was kind of under the radar because he had been switching roles so many times, is Exe. He was a absolutely nuts hits game player, Tracer, McCree, Widow, Lights Out, but then went to flex support for a little bit. And then eventually Element Mystic got a new flex support in MCD to fill that role again. But he's still a very talented player, and it makes sense that Paris Eternal will pick him up.
And then the Washington Justice, I'm not gonna do it. It's just Tuba.
It's just Tuba.
Just Tuba. It's Tuba not from Otuba. and then I say Otuba. Tuba from O2Blast. Projectile DPS. Or wait, what does PR stand for?
Projectile, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that's projectile. Heading over to the Washington Justice. Justice is kind of an interesting setup right now. They're another one of those really mixed rosters. They still got the tank line coming over from Envy, which was...
Ellie and Lulzsh. Yep, they've Ellie got Roar. They've got Corey Stratus coming back, as well as Ark. But then, yeah, Tuba and Aim God as well. So this is like a... this has potential. It's not like, oh my god, this team is going to be sick, but it's like,
They could see this working out really well.
Yeah. Like, Aim God was a player that was only plagued by his inability to work with Kallax, apparently. Tuba, I know very little about. I haven't seen him play much at all. I mean, he was on, what, O2 Blast, and I don't even think he started on O2 for a long time. Oh, yeah, because he was on O2 Blast up until June, and then he went on Bubble Burster Gaming, which was a Chinese contenders team that didn't do well at all. So I don't know. It's an interesting pickup. Hopefully it works out. And then Seoul Dynasty, a team with apparently like 5 farm teams at this point. They have like Gen G, and then they have Gen A, B, and S or something like that.
Yeah, something insane.
So that's interesting, but they did actually utilize their farm system for one player, and that was Creative. I realized for the London Spitfire there's also another rumored player that we didn't cover because it was like Reddit detectives to the rescue here, and that is they literally tweeted a video, a GIF of a red R, and everyone's like, what does that mean? And so literally people went and did the color check to see what color the R was. And it turned out to be sanguine, which is a color. And there's a player on Gen G B, a support player named Sanguinar.
Super deep cut.
Super deep. But like, that's okay. Interesting. That's one that happened. But back to my point about Seoul Dynasty, they picked up the flex support Creative. Interesting. I don't know too much about him. I don't remember him super duper well. I mean, obviously, I've watched Gen G, but I kind of was looking more at like the DPS and the tank than I was at him on the spot. But I think he did fine. He didn't outright like look to like be throwing or anything. So good for them.
So this is going to take us to the last team here, which we're thinking is in, you know, a battle for the bottom price line between Boston and the LA Valiant. We've got Apply, Dreamer, Slur, and Lastro, all confirmed. Apply coming over from Revival, Dreamer from the Sydney Drop Bears, while Slur's coming over from Samsung Morningstars, and Lastro from the Sky Foxes. They're just pulling from everywhere at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And these are all new names. Apply didn't play in the
Mayhem
league
for a minute. I mean, he played, he was two-weighed and then called up and then dropped.
Yeah, it was
he got tested.
It was really, really, like,
I think he played 4 maps super on 2 quick games. Yeah. Something like that.
So, again, this is probably $200,000. Between these 4 names, like, we're talking bare minimum contracts. They're just happy to get paid and be able to play on the big stage. So, LA and Boston, they are not looking to spend any money at this point, it seems.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I think that's about it for all of the off-season juice we've gotten thus far. I mean, we're still waiting on, I mean, let's do this. So we go Overwatch League and then look at like the rosters for season 3. We have Boston has 5 players announced, London 2, New York 0, Paris 9, Defiant 9, Atlanta 2, Mayhem 0 announced. Outlaws have 3 basically. Fusions announced. So we have a lot of teams. We still have all of London to build. We have New York to announce what they did, Florida to build and announce what they did, Boston to finish announcing, Chengdu, I think they're just staying, Guangzhou same, Hangzhou same, Seoul, a lot that can happen there. You've got Gesture, Profit, Toby, and Creative. That is a lot to build around. Shanghai is making some changes. Vancouver apparently are making some tank line changes, but they're probably keeping the rest. San Fran staying. Valiant, we still have 5 players there. There's, I guess we do know the whole roster with Lastro apply Dreamer Slur, then McGravy, Shax, KSF, and Custa. So that's very likely their full roster.
Now
we still have the rest of Gladiators and the rest of Fuel to figure out what's gonna come together there.
I'm really thinking that some of these Element Mystic players that we had on our list that haven't been picked up, I would not be surprised to see them end up on London with the rest of their coach, their DPS line. Like, if London is completely blown up. Paris. Paris has picked up one at the moment. One Element Mystic player, I meant. Because London just dropped Quartermain and Bedosin, so they need a whole support line, and basically everything that London needs, Element Mystic hasn't sold off to Paris yet. So if London is staying Korean, I would expect a lot of these Element Mystic players to land on London. But we've got, 3 days until they have to have their 8 on the team? That's not necessarily saying that we're going to get those roster announcements.
Yeah, I think this next week is going to be... I mean, we're literally gotten, 2 announcements just today.
Mm-hmm.
One of them since we started the episode. I guess we got, 3 today? 4 today. 4 announcements today. So it's a lot is happening, day to day here. So I'm expecting to see a lot of these teams filled out here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. What? I think that's everything.
I do as well.
It was a quick one. Even with the technical difficulties, we're finishing up at 7 o'clock. So, Kyle, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on basically just Twitter. My Instagram still has some music-y stuff, but I haven't updated in a couple of days. Mostly on Twitter. I've been posting stuff every so often as something comes up. But yeah, Twitter, Kyle the Winner. Come out, hang out in the Discord as well. Discord.me/highnoonpodcast. If you want to really stay up to date, within about a minute of every single announcement or every single team move, it is in our announcements channel, which gets at everyone. So you will without a doubt know before all of your friends do.
All because we have a monkey prince.
Yes.
Who's able to just dig up everything. But you can find me over on Twitter at ThornRain. When I do my streaming, it's right here on the Blackwatch Report Twitch channel. But speaking of the Twitch channel, if you're an audio listener, you can make a free Twitch account and hit the follow button, and you'll get a shout out on the show. If you happen to have Amazon Prime, that's going to give you a Twitch Prime, and we are affiliates, so you can hit that subscribe button and support the show. Help us do more giveaways like we did for the custom Funko Pop that Mr. Shrugoff won. But if you want to help out free, head over to iTunes or any of your podcast apps of choice. Leave a review. If you do leave a review, send us a screenshot and we'll read it on the show. It'll give Kyle something to do, and not like he doesn't do a million things for the show already. So you can find the show on Twitter at Blackwatch Report and email the show over at blackwatchreport@gmail.com and follow the show right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/blackwatchreport. Record live Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Our intro music is an original piece by our own Mr. Kyle Wynn. This has been a High Noon production. You can find all of our shows over at highnoonpodcast.com and come and chat with all those hosts on that Discord that Kyle was talking about for you to get your news at over at discord.me/highnoonpodcast. And with that, Blackwatch out.